It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Farage. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, we look at a controversial new bill that would ban the use of aborted fetal tissue in medical research here in Wisconsin.
First, a group of Republican legislators is planning to meet tomorrow to talk about merging the Wisconsin Technical College System and the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Extension.
Lawmakers said this meeting is informal and preliminary. They said they'll be looking into whether merging these two college systems would let them operate more efficiently.
Karen Herzog joins us to talk about that news. She's a higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Karen, welcome back.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, Karen, as we said, some Republican legislators meeting tomorrow to talk about a Wisconsin education merger idea. Can you explain which entities might be merging under that plan?
Well, there's no plan. It needs to be made clear that these are described as preliminary and informal discussions. And there's no legislation that's been drafted. It's just something that has cropped up, you know, through the years that perhaps there could be some efficiencies achieved by looking at whether the UW system's two-year colleges would be merged with the technical colleges. So there are 13 two-year colleges in the UW system, and technical colleges, there are 16, and they're part of a separately funded and governed system, rather, called the Wisconsin Technical College System.
And you mentioned some possible efficiencies there. Could you tell us a little bit more about what those might be and what else might be driving a merger like this if it were to happen?
Well, there have been discussions through the years about whether there's unnecessary duplication of services. Because several UW college campuses and the technical college campuses are located within a few blocks or miles of each other. So they're both two-year institutions. Some would argue that they have very different missions, that the technical colleges are more aimed at preparing people for vocational jobs, rather, and that the UW colleges have more of a focus of preparing students for advancing their education at a four-year university. But the 13 colleges, 11 are located within 10 miles of a technical college, and three of them are actually adjacent to a technical college campus. So it makes sense to look at whether there are some efficiencies that could be achieved by, you know, looking at whether there are some duplications that don't need to exist.
Has this idea ever been floated before?
There hasn't been any formal public discussion of it, but it comes up from time to time that, you know, maybe we should look at these two systems because state funding for higher education isn't what it used to be. And I think there's always just those discussions of what can we do to do things better.
Now, we just had a budget pass which called for cuts to the UW system as a whole. Against that backdrop, does that lead you to believe that this idea will be taken any more seriously?
Well, I think the discussions are very serious about, there's momentum among state lawmakers and within the UW system administration to find efficiencies. I mean, that's kind of a necessity because state resources are limited. There isn't going to be more state money for higher education in the future, most likely, at least in the next 8 to 10 years. And so I do think that it's something that would be explored, but there are a lot of things to consider. You know, amongst those, the big questions would be, you know, does it make sense mission-wise to have them aligned? You know, and does it make sense to change their funding structures? Although the tech colleges used to be predominantly funded by property taxes, and last year there was legislation that was passed that provided property tax relief to taxpayers and shifted more of the burden to the state. So that's an interesting change that has happened with the tech colleges, that they are more closely aligned with state funding now, and also their performance standards that have been put into place that are tied to that state funding. And that's something that UW system has been talking about, is whether the legislature has discussed whether the UW system's funding should be tied to whether they meet certain performance standards.
We're talking with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Karen Herzog right now. She's talking about some news that Republican lawmakers are meeting tomorrow to discuss merging the Wisconsin Technical College System with the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Extension. Karen, what do we know about who's going to be at the discussion table tomorrow?
Well, Representative David Murphy, who's the chairman of the Colleges and Universities Committee for the Assembly, is going to be there. Representative Katsma is the point person. My understanding is it's five Republicans in the Assembly. And again, I've been told this is very informal, that they may not actually consider a merger. They're just looking into it and exploring whether it's something that would potentially make sense. So it's far from being a formal plan, but you just never know. I think anything's on the table these days with all the pressures that higher education, you know, faces in Wisconsin and elsewhere.
Now, you mentioned that this is a meeting of five Republicans from the Assembly. Is it typical in this case that it would not be a bipartisan meeting?
Well, I think that I think it was just a matter of a Republican came to Robin Voss, the Assembly Speaker, and said, "Hey, I'd like to look at this." And I don't know if there have been any attempts to reach across the aisle on this particular issue. But again, it's so early in that process that you know, I don't necessarily know that that would take place anyway.
Now, one concern when you have a budget that faces challenges at UW system and with technical colleges would be the possible closing of one of these places, maybe in a smaller community for UW colleges. Is that something that has been a concern and something that a possible merger could help prevent?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I know that there is, you know, no stomach for closing campuses because those are economic drivers in communities. The political will isn't there to close campuses. Plus, if you were to close a campus, the debt would still be there. Whatever debt that campus carries would have to be picked up by the rest of the system. So potentially this could help, you know, save campuses that otherwise, you know, would be hard to justify if they could find a way to really give each one, you know, its own mission and to, as you know, as you said, reduce some duplication.
Now, as you said, this is a very preliminary plan, very new, and the discussion is not happening till tomorrow. But have you heard responses from people who are for or against this possible plan so far?
Well, I think it's still really early. It's something that actually I think came as a bit of a surprise to some in the UW system, that they weren't aware that this was even going to be discussed. And it's lawmakers who are driving this. It's not the tech schools. It's not UW system that are seeking this. So there hasn't really been a statement from UW system or the technical college system as to whether, you know, they think it's a good idea or not. And I think that the politics these days are that you kind of sit back and see what happens, and, you know, when asked, provide, you know, your opinion and wait until you know more of the details about what's possibly going to happen.
All right, Karen, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay, so. You're welcome.
That was Karen Herzog, higher education reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She was with us to talk about news that Republican lawmakers are meeting tomorrow to talk about merging Wisconsin Technical College System with the University of Wisconsin Colleges and Extension.